can't see an obvious entrance. Except, perchance, that weak-looking section of wall. Right. I could do this the noisy way, or the quiet way. The switching system. A bit of sabotage would work a treat, and not attract any unwanted attention. I could put this operation to bed very quietly. No more. Suppose that'll do. Time you accounted for your sins, old chap.
If I recall correctly, it was someone who said it was riddled with ghosts that needed to be set free. But that's not the weirdest part. The weirdest part is at the end of the show. The puppeteer stands up. And it's you. What secrets lie within my dream?
The windows were long, narrow, and pointed, and at so vast a distance from the black oaken floor as to be altogether inaccessible from within. Feeble gleams of encrimsoned light made their way through the trellised panes and served to render sufficiently distinct the more prominent objects around. The eye, however, struggled in vain to reach the remoter angles of the chamber or the recesses of the vaulted and fretted ceiling.
I had not slept for days. My whole body was hurting. Living means consuming, but consuming means dying. I tried to calm down and meditate. I had to come back to a state of equilibrium, but it was impossible. It was too late. I had to face reality. I was condemned. I would never be the same again. But my only choice was not to consume my life once and for all and fall into a madness or savage state. I could still flee the instinctive human nature.
Alice, if you're listening, let me know you're okay. I see things in shadows, behind doors and under desks. I hear the chattering of teeth and the glee of insects waiting to feed on me.
They came here to create a new world, a better world. Their world was so different from ours. They had built incredible cities with towers that reached to the stars. But the darkness came, and their cities turned into graveyards. The great cities faded away, and life became impossible. That's why they came here, to survive.